Watch, Police Find Tyson Foods CFO Asleep in Stranger's Home. By Amy Furr on November 19, 2022. Video released Friday shows Tyson Foods CFO John R. Tyson, who is an heir to his family's multi-billion dollar fortune, being arrested when he was found asleep in a stranger's bed. The 32-year-old, who was arrested on November 6 on charges of criminal trespass and public intoxication, apparently fell asleep in a young woman's house in Fayetteville, Arkansas, 4029 News reported. The clip showed two officers on either side of a large bed and one of them said, "John, Fayetteville Police Department," as he tried to wake the man from his slumber. Tyson sat up for a moment but laid back down and appeared to go back to sleep. "You have two options, either one is you sit up and put your clothes on or two. You go to jail just like you are right now," the officer told him. However, when Tyson tried to pull the covers back over himself, the officers handcuffed him and put him into their squad car. Fayetteville police said in an incident report officers got a call that morning from a woman who came home to find a strange man in her bed. The Associated Press, AP, reported November 8. Officers described his movements as sluggish and uncoordinated. He reportedly smelled of intoxicants and his clothes were in a pile on the floor. After being charged and released that evening on a $415 bond, his court date was scheduled for December 1. Additional video footage showed the young man wearing orange boxers inside what appeared to be the jail. When Tyson later apologized, he also noted that he is in counseling for alcohol abuse. He said in a company-wide memo, "I am embarrassed for personal conduct that is inconsistent with my personal values. The company's values and the high expectations we hold for each other here at Tyson Foods. I made a serious mistake and this has caused me to reflect deeply on the impact my actions can have on others." The young man is the son of Tyson Foods chairman John H. Tyson. In September, he was promoted to executive vice president and chief financial officer.